Well, one of the things that we want to do is get out and talk with voters in the places where they work, in their homes, in their communities, and talk about the challenges they're facing as well as the opportunities they see ahead. And we had some great responses to that. We spent some time in Carroll at the DMAC campus visiting with students, talking about some of their concerns for the future of their economy as they transition from student to career. We talked with several people in Cherokee about the future of mental health, where they have an MHI at one of the two remaining facilities after this administration shut down two others in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. We talked with people in Sac County and Sac City about developing Main Street, making sure we're doing the things that we can for community economic development in rural cities and towns. So we're seeing a lot of people that are, you know, very concerned about, you know, frankly, the economic progress in Iowa. What we've seen is, yes, we have low unemployment, but not good wage growth, and certainly some concerns about our ability to keep up with infrastructure needs and community development in rural communities, and education funding. People are concerned about the future of our schools, particularly in rural Iowa, as the state has now underfunded schools against the rate of inflation seven consecutive years, resulting in some real changes in how we can deliver education in communities across the state. So those are concerns that Iowans have.